First, I want to tell you that there is a joint Laughlin and Bullhead City ribbon cutting this afternoon, both chambers, at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, the gym. They're going to have kind of a re-grand opening of the gym. So that's at 4 o'clock. Any questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121. And then I was going to talk about the Comic-Con, but I'll let my guests do that. So we're going to switch the tunes. And as always, on a Fraxis Friday, it's a Fab Four Friday. And from the Beatles' 67 to 70 CD, Obladi Oblada. And speaking of Obladi Oblada, good morning, Becky. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Really great. Are you getting rain up in Kingman today?
We are, and I actually got a picture from my daughter this morning. She lives up in the Wallapais now, and they have got snow.
Oh, wow. A little snow up there,
quite
huh?
a bit, actually. Yeah, it's not even just the dusting, it is snow.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that it's her and not me.
That's what I said.
I like pictures of snow, period.
I'm even questionable on that.
Yeah.
I grew up in central Illinois. I've had enough snow. And I left 40 years ago.
You know, and it's funny. People that live in the sunshine love the sunshine. People that live in the snow, when they move out of the snow, they're done with it. They've said, I've had enough. You know, if it was a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, I'm not going back into the snow. And so, but your daughter likes the Wallapais, huh?
She does. She loves the mountain life, you know, all of that, the trees and... So they've got a great place up there. So
well, and they also probably get to see deer walk by their place every once in a while.
Yes. Yeah.
Now that cool. I
mean,
would like.
I mean, it's beautiful up there. I love it in August.
Yeah, yeah. That I would like. I was on a wildland fire one time up in Utah, and we were based in a college campus, and it was spring break, so there was no students there, and most of our tents were pitched on their field. And there was five deer walking through the field one afternoon. And I said to this lady who was a local public information officer, I said, look at that. Look at those deer. I got to go take a picture of them. She goes, oh, yeah. I go, what? What was that about? She goes, you know how much damage deer do? And I said, well, it looks like they're just gazing through the... She goes, yeah, that's when they're good. but I guess...
Yeah, they do tend to eat your trees and stuff. So.
Yeah, they do. So, yeah. So it is kind of odd sometimes to hear people complain about the deer. But and then, of course, my brother-in-law, he's a hunter, so he loves deer. Because he hangs them and does the whole thing, you know, and guts them and prepares the meat and sausage and everything else. So.
Yep, my dad and all my uncles did all of that too as I was growing up.
Yeah.
My uncle actually owned a bait shop,
oh.
And they would hang them and drain them out in front of the bait shop.
It was almost probably a big thing in the city, right?
Right.
It's an event. He's hanging a deer.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of events, you got some events coming up with a mixer next Thursday?
We do. We have our mixer next Thursday at Kingman Center for the Arts down here on Beale Street. So they're going to be giving us an update on everything happening at Beale Street Theater and all the stuff going on there, which is super exciting.
Are you finding that the downtown area of Kingman is becoming the hot spot?
Oh, my goodness. It is so wonderful down here with this streetscape project that's happening. We're in the final phase. It'll be the middle of May, 1st of June-ish there, depending upon weather and, you know, any other setbacks, that it'll all be finished.
Fabulous. I have Cherish, your vice mayor, in here Monday in the studio for an hour. And I'm sure she's going to talk about that project because I think that's a city project that's just beautifying the downtown.
It really is. And they came in this week and they put our new street lights in and they're beautiful and they're going to have banners on them, and they can hang decorations on them, and it's really just added so much to our downtown. And we had a meeting earlier this week about the guidelines of how the businesses can pop out and the rocking areas and where the benches will be, and so it's really just an awesome addition down here.
Well, and I think even for people in Bullhead and Havasu, it'll be a place to go and spend the afternoon and grab some lunch someplace and, you know, spend a little bit of money and wander in and out the stores and the shops and everything else.
Yeah, we've got great restaurants and some little boutique shops and, of course, our antique shops and breweries and winery. I mean, what more could you ask for?
And then you have a morning mixer coming up too, right?
We do the following week, so on the 28th is our morning mixer, and we hold those here at the MCC Beale Street Center.
Right.
And that is Arizona Equipment and Oasis Pump.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so they're going to tell us all about what they're doing.
Good. And then this is your month for your drawings every single day?
Right. We have our adventure raffle going on, so they've been picking a person every day. I unfortunately couldn't list off the winners for you, but we have had some good ones so far.
Good.
I should have brought the names, and I didn't do that. But, yeah, they'll be drawing another name here shortly.
Have you given away some decent prizes? I mean, this is usually pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, there was, I think the big one was probably the $500 cash. But we have a
weekend. That's a person you should know who won.
Right. The Verde Canyon Railway.
We had
some Ray-Bans. We had Laughlin Ranch golfing. And then some packages down along the river at the different casinos.
Good.
A gun. The first one was a gun.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So,
exciting.
Stuff. A Kate Spade bag for the women.
Yeah, a Ruger. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the gun shop. And then you had a mystery drawing on the 7th. Do you remember what that was?
The mystery drawing that just happened this week was a free ticket for the electric vehicle that we're giving out or doing a raffle for.
So you just
High Desert Hyundai donated an electric vehicle to us to raffle. So the drawing for that will be in December at the mixer. So we're selling tickets, but we gave a ticket to enter that drawing.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, so it's $50 value. Somebody got their money back.
Yeah, excellent.
And a chance to win a car.
Excellent. You can't beat that.
Right.
And if they end up winning, they're going to go, it didn't cost me anything.
Exactly.
Wow. So this is quite the fundraiser for the chamber every March.
It is, yeah, and then we're going to, tomorrow, just a fun thing, we're taking it out to Chloride, and we're going to drive it in the St. Paddy's Day Parade.
Oh, the electric car?
Try to sell some tickets out there. So I got a couple little leprechauns I'm going to take with me.
How appropriate.
They're otherwise known as my granddaughters.
They're escaping from the snow of the Walpies, huh?
Right. Yeah, if they can get down here.
Yeah, to downtown Chloride. Well, that's perfect.
Right.
What time is the parade in Chloride tomorrow?
I believe the parade starts at noon. I think we have to be out there. 9:30 is registration.
Okay. All right.
It's always fun. We go out there about every year.
Well, you know, and I haven't been to Chloride for 100 years, but it is kind of a quaint little town to go and spend part of your day also.
It is, and, you know, their Chloride Chamber puts this on, so we try to support all of our other little local chambers and work together through this regional quad state alliance that we have, so that's one that we can go out there and support them.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah, and take your car and sell some tickets.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody.
So do you have any ribbon cuttings coming up?
You know, we just had a really fun ribbon cutting over at the Mud, the new little coffee shop that's right there on Beale Street, on Andy Vine, excuse me.
Okay.
So we had that one last Friday, but I don't have any scheduled until into April.
Oh,
Ashley Home Store's doing one, so it's a little bit before we've got some, and then we've got a few more in May.
Wow. So you guys are staying busy up there.
Yes. Yeah, bringing in lots of new members. I do have a list of new members when you're ready for that.
Let's go.
Okay. So we have, just as of yesterday, Body Sculpting by Lynn. And then we have Carlson Gracie Kingman, which is, they do like Taekwondo type stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're a brand new member. We have Juniper Ridge Solutions, which is a new general contractor. We have KP Studio, and she does like life coaching and music lessons.
All right.
And then we have New Image Primary Care, Wellness, and Aesthetics. And that is Janelle Summerlin. I'm sure you're familiar with her.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they just joined, and she's been coming to some ambassador things and mixers, and she's always just a ray of sunshine.
And she's got a high energy level.
She really does.
Yeah. So I can imagine that she's a ball of excitement when she walks into the room sometimes.
Yep, yep. She just lights up a room. I've known her for years and years and always love seeing her.
Is that the...
And then, oh, wait a minute. We've got one more. I've got page two.
Okay.
Wave J. Ted has also joined.
So, oh, all right.
All the work that we do together on workforce and all of that, so they are now an official member.
All right. All right, let's take a break at 20 past. And for the listeners, you stick around because she's going to come back and tell you some other things going on at the Chamber. And following later today, we're going to hear from Everly Giggs, who is a Miss Cinderella.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape after reseeding. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Book your tee time starting at 7 a.m. at laughlinranch.com.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager of Bradley Ford. It's truck month at Bradley Ford, and that's a big deal. Ford's F-Series are the best-selling truck in the U.S. for nearly 50 years. Many of our F-150s have Bradley discounts of over $5,000 and interest rates as low as 1.9 for 72 months on select models. Now that's the time to get the new truck you've always wanted. Truck month at Bradley Ford? What are you waiting for? See us in person at Bradley Ford or go to BradleyFord.com.
Keep up with the progress in the county with the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. For over two decades, the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County has been serving our communities, bringing you news and information. This monthly journal is complimentary and at local businesses throughout the area. For Mojave County coverage, advertise your business in the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. Visit edjmojavecounty.com.
VIV Resort and Casino will host a community blood drive on March 17th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in IV Ballroom C and F. Donate and receive a voucher for one free 6-inch sub sandwich from the Subway in IV's food court. Making one blood donation can help save the lives of multiple people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood March 17th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at IV Resort and Casino.
IV Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Tinfarella Real Estate Tower. As I mentioned, Monday on the program, Vice Mayor of Kingman, Cherish, will be sitting in here taking your questions and mine. You can call in too, you know. And then later today, in about 35, 40 minutes, on Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie, Mojave Community College will be in studio. Catch everything that's going on with MCC. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, designed to help patients with a skilled nursing facility that's kind of almost like a home-type setting. It's including personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service, housekeeping, a beauty shop, a barber shop. Then they have everyone gets their own little secured outdoor patio, and then they have personal life enrichment tours and activities. They go out of town, and they go to Walmart, and you know they go to events. They took them to the Boombox Parade. Yeah. And by the way, let me finish this up here. Life enrichment tours. And you can stop by and see for yourself Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, wrapped around lakes, desert landscaping, awesome views of the mountains on every hole. And then they have little amenities, kind of like a clubhouse, you know, and a pro shop, and a spa, and a gym, and a pool, and the restaurant. We went there Monday night. Yeah, good food, good food. Yeah, all open to the public. It's the number 2 golf course in Arizona. Go to LaughlinRanch.com to book your tee time. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Do you have emergency needs? Well, if you do, you need help. And if it's something serious like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. So choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is that hospital, and they're ready to take care of you 24/7. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. I mentioned MCC was on the program next. My mistake. I looked at the wrong day of the calendar. It does happen sometimes. It's Go Lake Havasu and Lake Havasu, and then another guest, Julie Anthony, and then it says Ann, but nothing after it. Tune in to the top of the hour, but let's get back to the Kingman Chamber. We got about 5 minutes left with the Kingman Chamber and Becky. What else did you want to throw out there?
Well, you know, you mentioned early on in the when your announcements, and then we were going to follow up on King Con happening here in Kingman this weekend.
Right, yeah, that's today and tomorrow, right?
Today and tomorrow, yeah, it starts at 11 o'clock today, and it ends on the 16th at 7 p.m., and I know the last time he did this, there were just a ton of people that showed up, but the general admission is $9.99. Kids 8 and under are free, and well, it's probably too late for early bird. So.
Yeah, it might be. It might be.
No, but yes, we've seen some interesting characters walking by already, so I know that they're gearing up and getting ready to go in.
You know, every time I think of a Comic-Con, I think of Sheldon Cooper, you know, on TV.
Right.
Those guys going to events and wearing costumes and looking like, you know, R2-D2 and something from Star Trek.
That is exactly what's happening here in Kingman right now.
Cool. Well, keep your eye out. Sheldon Cooper might show up. You never know.
Oh, that would be cool. That was one of my favorite shows.
I know. Mine too. Ours too. Yeah. All right. What else is happening?
So we have that happening now. Let's see. What else was I going to talk about? I wanted to tell you about, not until Father's Day weekend, but I want to get it out there. We are having a Rhythm and Brews Festival.
Oh.
So that is going to be down at Metcalf Park. It is our chamber, our next big fundraiser that we actually are putting on. We're going to have blues music all weekend. Well, not all weekend. It's going to be Friday night from 4 to 10 and Saturday from 10 to 10. We're having a giant cornhole tournament. We are having on Saturday morning beer for breakfast. So that'll be a VIP ticketed event. We're going to have a Michelada bar that the Red is going to put together for us. We have coffee, beer, and we've got some other exciting stuff I will announce next time. I haven't got it confirmed yet. but we're talking about pulled pork pancakes.
Pulled pork pancakes.
I hear they're fantastic.
And breakfast for beer.
Better than chicken and waffles.
Beer for breakfast. It sounds exciting. Yes. So that's coming in June.
That is coming in June, and then we'll have a tasting. We have about 8 to 10 different breweries from all around Arizona and some from Henderson that are coming down, so we'll be selling tasting tickets for that. And then in the evenings, both evenings, we will have just a cash bar and some games going on. We're going to have a best beard contest, a burping contest, a beer belly contest. We have beer yoga.
I'm going to send Paul Lavoie up there for one of those contests, but I won't tell you which one.
So it's a dad weekend. You know, we have the Mother's Day Festival, which, of course, is coming up Mother's Day weekend. That's our art festival in the park that our Rotary Club puts on. And we have mimosas and sangria and arts and stuff for the moms. So we thought we should do a dad festival.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're still working on some of the details for that. I will have a lot more next month, drilled down details on it. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. What's the phone number at the chamber if people have questions?
Area code is 928-753-6253.
All right. Thank you, Becky. Have a super weekend and tell your daughter to stay dry.
All right. Will do.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly 5 decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
It's rodeo week. Racers, start your engines. What a weekend for the river. Pick up a white sheet today for your rodeo lineup, have a Sioux 95 race schedule, and the best of the West personal watercraft staff. For anything entertainment, pick up a white sheet and go to the entertainment section. You'll find events and such for the week and in the future, plus some interesting articles. Pick up a white sheet at your favorite restaurant or retailer for some great deals. Check out the garage sale map smack dab in the center. Pick up a white sheet today.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
To Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perla Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Butcher Block is back. That's right. Steak quesadilla, chicken fried steak with eggs. Oh, yeah. Lunch, breakfast, or dinner. You choose. Pigs in a blanket. Yeah, we're going to have some pigs in a blanket experts here in just a second. And, of course, steak and pepper skillet. Veggies. Come on. Stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classic menu that's going on, and the butcher block menu, and the regular menu, and plus over 100 Coke products. Yeah, how cool is that? And then before you leave, have a slice of pie. What kind you want? Parker, what's your favorite pie?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
What's your favorite pie?
Apple.
Apple? What's your favorite pie? What's your favorite pie? What kind of pie do you like?
Apple.
Apple? Okay. All right. We had to poll our guest, you know. All right. Check out Perkins. We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. In 2024, do you want to buy a home? Well, if you do, well, then you need some money. Call the CEO, the founder, the dishwasher, the guy, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. 928-288-2691. And he'll fix you up with money. What do you need? $200,000? $300,000? $400,000? Doesn't matter. He's got a vault full of cash. He goes down to the vault, gets your money out for you, and just hands it to you. Yeah, that's how simple it is at Mojave Mortgage. Well, almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned vehicle lot. On the corner in Kingman for almost 50 years? Wow. Crazy. Yeah. Right on Route 66. Huge selection. Two doors, four doors, vans, trucks, cars. What do you want? Four-wheel drive? Economy car? Luxury car? They got it all. Yeah. Plus, you can find that special vehicle you wanted. Looking for a pickup truck that's 3 or 4 years old? They'll find it for you. People come first at 66 Auto Sales. Go to 66autosales.com to see the whole selection. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative have decided that they want to put a special website together just for you to learn the details of the Mojave Energy Park. And it's very simple. You go to MojaveEnergyPark.com. Remember, this is still in the planning process, so some information won't be there because they don't have it yet. So, if you have questions, call 928-763-1110. Talk to MEC. All right. We have a room full of princesses? No? Cinderellas?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and everybody here's a winner, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Preston, what'd you win? Oh, I'm sorry. Parker, what'd you win?
I won Northwest Mojave County, Cinderella Miss.
Wow. How many were in the, did you compete with, do you remember?
One. Two.
Two other ones? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you've been doing Cinderella for a while.
Yes, I have.
And dance.
Oh, yeah. I dance at the dance zoo. And for state, I'm going to do a jazz solo.
Oh, you are?
When's that,
when do you go to state?
In June.
In June? And you're practicing?
Yeah.
How cool. I see your pictures. I follow you on Instagram. Follow you on Instagram. And who do we have over here?
Lolly Sanchez.
And how long have you been participating in the Miss Cinderella?
This is my first year.
Oh, it's your first year. And did you like it?
Yeah.
You going to do it again?
Yeah.
What category did you win in?
Mini Miss.
Mini Miss. And that's... goes by your age, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? 12? 14?
No, I'm 9.
You're 9. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, how's our little tiny miss down here?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What?
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 4.
You're 4? Was this the first time you participated in the Miss Cinderella?
No.
No, you did it before? Wow. So this is your second or third time? Second time.
It's first time.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, because I like it when it's dark, but I don't like it when it's dark.
Oh, okay.
I'm tot.
You're the tot. You're the top winner. Okay. How many categories are there? 5 categories? All right.
Yeah.
There's top, mini, miss, teen, and woman.
And how many categories have you won, Parker?
For Northwest Mojave County, I've won top, mini, miss, and miss.
Okay. And you know the Northwest Cinderella has a booth at the Kiwanis Kids Expo next Saturday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's going to be 87 booths.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. Wow. It's getting big. It's huge, and it's huge to manage. But that's what we do in Kiwanis, right? Yeah. So now where do you go from here? Do you participate in the same category next year or a new category?
I'll be in the same category next year.
Same category?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about you? Will you go into a new category or the same category?
Same.
Okay. All right. So tell us, what are some of the purposes behind participating in this, other than you get to win a nice little beautiful crown?
So Cinderella is a scholarship program, and it teaches girls like confidence and manners.
And that works, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just girls, but boys need that too, but not in the Cinderella.
Yeah.
They can. We need to have your dad start a Mr. Kin category sponsored by Riviera Floor Covering.
Yes.
Okay, you tell him that I said that.
Okay.
Yeah, he'd get right on that, huh?
Yeah.
Or, you know, somebody else can start one.
Prince Gilbert.
Prince Gilbert? Oh, Prince Gilbert. Okay, so there is a Prince Gilbert. Do we have that locally? No? Tennille's going, I don't care. All right. So, do you win a scholarship when you win this?
When you win state.
When you win state?
Yeah.
Okay. And state's in June?
Yes.
Are you participating in the state contest too, Riley?
No, because it's my sister's birthday in June.
Oh. Okay. What's that? Oh, okay. So you have to, sisters come first, huh? Yeah. And who's our little tot down here? I didn't get your name.
Everly.
Oh, you're Everly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. You're the star on the show. You're on my paperwork. You're my guest today. You brought all these people with you.
They're your Cindy sisters.
Yeah?
They're my Cindy sisters.
Oh, we're Cindy sisters.
Yeah.
Is that what you call yourselves?
Yep.
How many Cindy sisters participated?
A lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, what is that? 10? 15?
18.
From the parent gallery. This is the fullest studio I've ever had. We have four adults and four students. But Preston's not saying anything.
I know.
Preston, are you shy? He's not shy, is he?
Sometimes.
You're the oldest of your family.
Yeah, out of my
kids
siblings.
Wise. Yeah. Okay. And what grade are you in now?
Fifth grade. Yep. Next year I'm gonna be in middle school.
Whoa. At
Malk.
Mojave Accelerated Learning Center.
Yes.
And what school do you go to, Riley?
Desert Light Christian Academy.
Oh, okay. All right. How you like that?
It's good.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in third.
Okay. Great. And our little tot, what grade are you in? You're not in school yet, are you?
I'm in pre-K.
You're in pre-K at 4 years old. Excellent. Oh, Layla.
Lolly.
And I said Riley. Sorry. Lolly. I'll get it right eventually. What do you like best in school?
My favorite subject is science because I like to do a lot of experiments.
Oh, okay. All right, what's your favorite subject?
Science and PE because I get to run and exercise, and then I also like to do experiments.
Do you play soccer?
Yes, I love soccer.
Oh, bingo. Hit the button. Parker, you play soccer?
I did last season, but this season I didn't because I did dance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And are you playing sports yet?
You dance.
My dance.
You do dance too?
Yeah.
Wow. At 4 years old, you're doing dance?
And what do I say now? What?
At dance zoo.
At dance zoo.
Oh, you go to the same zoo as Parker?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. She changed her answer when all the parents said yes. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to chat with these ladies some more. If you have a question, you can call in and ask your question. They'll be more than happy to answer them. They're very talkative.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Whether it's your home or your business, it's time to elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We provide fast, reliable service for household and enterprise solutions for companies. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, breakfast hearty man's combo or steak quesadilla, or country fried steak and eggs, for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Ask about pigs in a blanket, or how about steak and peppers, skillet, veggies, and mushrooms, with over 100 favorite Coke choices. It's yummy Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner, only at Perkins Family Restaurant Bakery, Bullhead City.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. 928-758-5499. Barron's. 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
It's rodeo week. Racers, start your engines. What a weekend for the river. Pick up a white sheet today for your rodeo lineup, Havasu 95 race schedule, and the best of the West personal watercraft staff. For anything entertainment, pick up a white sheet and go to the entertainment section. You'll find events and such for the week and in the future, plus some interesting articles. Pick up a white sheet at your favorite restaurant or retailer for some great deals. Check out the garage sale map smack dab in the center. Pick up a white sheet today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Barron Services. Professionals in fire and security alarm systems, no home or business too small or too big. Professionals in pest solutions, again, their technicians will take care of every home, every business, no matter what size, in the tri-state area, too. Now, all you have to do is grab your phone and call Barron Services. Quality, experience, and family, 928-758-5499. ProFit Kitchens, that's right, there's two of them now. One in Bullhead City and one in Kingman. Healthy, delicious food. Four different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, four delicious bowls, plus juices and smoothies and protein shakes. Oh, go to ProFitKitchen.com and see the whole menu. By the way, you have to spell kitchen, right? K-I-T-C-H-I-N. Isn't that right? K-I-T-C-H-I-N?
No.
Kids are going, okay, whatever you say, Larry. Check it out, ProFitKitchen.com. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, fiber digital internet. Yes, fiber doesn't go down, doesn't break. We have it here in the studio. And don't go off the air. It's awesome. I have it at my house. It's the best thing in the world. All the ups and downs are the same speed. Available now in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. And soon, Topac. That's right. At the end of the next month, I believe. Go to TWNcom, that's com/Mojave, and you can find out if you're eligible right now. Because there's over 23,000 connections out there. Check it out. All right, we're back with the Cindy Sisters and Mr. Gilbert. He doesn't even know he's Mr. Gilbert, huh? So, Tennille, grab the little tots headset there for a minute, because Tennille has some real history with, just for a minute, you'll get it back. Don't panic. You'll get it back. So you have some real history with the Miss Cinderella.
I do.
As does Amber, but.
In 1983 is when the Cinderella pageant was brought here to Bullhead City. I was 5 years old and competed in my first pageant, and I won the Cinderella Tot, along with Natalie and Stacy Sportsman. They competed in the Mini Miss category, and Natalie won the Mini Miss division. We traveled to state that year, and Stacy took the overall Mini Miss title. And in the following year, in 1984, is when Denise and Bob Schwartzman took over the program until 2012, when Denise passed.
Yeah.
So it's been a very long-running program.
Yeah.
Here in the area, it's had its, you know, absences over the years, but they're trying to revive the program and bring it back to our area like it was before.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's growing strong.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hand that headset to Amber, because I want to know when Amber and her sister competed. What year was that, Em?
Well, I can't give that away. That's like my secret. But I think I was 3 and she's probably 5.
Oh, okay.
I want to say.
All right.
Yes, but since we were taught, we were doing an interview with Denise, and Ashley was up first, and she said, okay, now what's your name? And she said, my name. And so there was a lot of chuckles because she was practicing with me so much. But it was always a fun experience for us.
And now you get to watch your daughter go through this.
Yeah, it's been really nice, especially with my mom. You know, she just loves the Cinderella program.
Oh, yeah. Well, and what do you think the benefits are, Parker, to being in this program for you personally?
Well, I'm a pretty shy person, and I feel like Cinderella has helped me gain a lot of confidence.
Okay, very good. I like it. What do you think the Cinderella program has done for you? It's only your first year, but what do you think it's done for you?
Like, it helped me grow confidence and not, like, be shy.
Okay.
And, like, keep practicing.
I like it. Okay. Now, you got your headset back. Are you happy?
Yes.
Yes. Maybe. So, when you go to state, you have to really, I mean, you're up against a lot of other cities, right?
And yeah.
Other
yeah,
students yes. from across Arizona.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, now you're going to go to state for the first time?
Yeah.
Okay. But you've been to state before, Parker.
Yes. This would be my third time going
Your
to state.
Third time? You're yes. a pro. So, and you're going to dance?
Yes,
To what song?
We're not really sure yet because I'm gonna do a new solo.
Oh, so you really can't practice until you pick your song, right?
Yeah.
Because you got to be able to make your moves on the right beat and all that good stuff.
Yes.
So when do you think you're gonna pick your song? If that's in June, right?
Yeah. So probably in like a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. And then you'll pick your song, and then you'll start picking your moves.
Yep.
And I wish your dance studio would come and have a booth at the Kiwanis Kids Expo and get more kids to dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you go to the zoo, talk to her.
Okay.
Say she used to come to the expo.
Yes.
You should call me and get a booth. She knows me. Yeah. Yeah. So it's not like I don't email her or invite her. Yeah. So you've been to the expo before? Yeah. Your mom brought them one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You were younger then.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it on.
Our Todd's having a problem with the headset. So when were you, you're in pre-K now. Are you liking pre-K?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you learning?
I'm learning something that's very cool, but learning experiments.
Okay. Do you get to color when you go there?
No. I get to paint and color and do something with sharp, but my mom just told me to not touch and be sharp.
Oh, okay. Do you play with Play-Doh or and do other art type things at school?
No, I do at home. I do Play-Doh at home and art at home.
Oh, okay. Very good. So, and what school will she attend when she gets ready to go into preschool?
Desert Star
Academy. Oh, okay. Everybody's here going to different schools. I like it. I like it. It's choice now, huh? You can pick what school you want to go to.
Yes.
That's kind of important for you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because you're in kind of a small school, right?
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of big because it's up to 12th grade.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's kindergarten to 12th grade.
But how many students total do you think are attending there right now? I think this is your first year or second year?
Huh? 100 up to 8th grade as of
right now. Up to 8th grade now. With 100 students, so that's a pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then next year they're going to go up to 12th grade.
Okay, perfect. Starting another high school. Mm-hmm. Give kids choices. Mm-hmm. And parents.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think is the advantage of going to Young Scholars? Desert Star. I mean, let me go through the whole list of charter schools here. Mojave Accelerated Learning Center. What's the advantage?
Well, a lot of my
Mr.
friends.
Mr. Mulligan could be listening.
A lot of my friends go there, and our school does positive actions. So, like, in the day, we always have this set time for positive actions. So I think that helps where there's no bullying.
Okay. All right. And your mom works there. It makes it kind of easy, too.
Yeah.
Huh?
So yeah. We always drive there together, and I hang out in her office after school.
Oh, okay.
I got it.
That's perfect. Our Todd is loving the headset. Aren't you? You like the headset. You like wearing that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I sure do.
You do? Okay. All right. They make a lot of noise. Yeah. So, Parker, have you thought at all about what you want to do when you grow up here like your mom?
I want to be a scientist when I'm older.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big bucks. Lots of schooling. Oh, yes. You too?
No, I want to be a professional soccer player or a sheriff.
Or a sheriff. Okay.
Yes.
You want to tune in the last week of the month. I have the sheriff in here on Monday. The sheriff. The guy who's the big sheriff. He'll be here Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 weeks away. Week from Monday. So you'll have to come in and meet him.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell him you want to come to work for him.
Okay.
And he'll be at the Kiwanis Kids Expo, too. Yeah. Stroll through. So you get to meet the sheriff. So are you going to be at the expo?
Yes.
Okay. Remind me.
Maybe.
You'll see me at the expo.
Okay.
I coordinate it. And you let me know when the sheriff shows up, you want to meet him and tell him that you want to go to work for him.
Okay.
He would like that.
Okay.
He's got females that work for him. He's got girls that work for him as deputies. So, yeah, it's possible. You can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. All right. A scientist and a deputy sheriff.
Yep.
Do you have any idea what you want to do when you grow up and become an adult?
I want to become an adult with a firefighter and a cop.
And a cop. Both. Right answer in this room. Yeah. That's a right answer here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there and done that. Well, part. Not the cop.
Something that's very new.
Yeah?
Yeah, because there's real cops there and real firefighters.
I like it. Have you been to the fire station yet and toured it?
No.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a field trip.
Okay. Field trips to the fire station. They're always fun.
Yeah. Yes. Field trip.
Okay, ladies, we're about out of time. What else can you say about Cinderella?
A tiny tie. Tie.
Okay.
What? What?
You have more you want to say about Cinderella? If there's girls that are out there listening that are not participating, why should they join?
They should join to build up their confidence and make new friends.
Okay. Do they teach you how to walk and how to stand and how to pose and all that too?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We have to work on that.
You do?
Yeah. Because.
What part do you like?
Like, it makes your actions more positive.
Okay. Good.
And it helps you with your manners.
All right. Ladies, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're out of time. That's going to can it for the tuna. Have a great weekend.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.